Hi, this is a petition for Seema J. Palmer, S-E-M-A-J-P-A-L-M-E-R, Seema J. Palmer. The date of birth, 4/10/1990. Date of accident is 8/2/2023. And date of service is February 24th, 2025. The patient, Seema J. Palmer, presents for a follow-up evaluation. She was last seen on January 13, 2025. And patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident as a front seat passenger where she was T-boned on the driver's side. The impact was reportedly severe and it caused her headaches along with symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision. She also reported pain syndrome affecting her lower back, mainly and left shoulder, with the inability to lift beyond 90 degrees. Difficulty in walking, difficulty in sitting, standing, and sleep was reported, and headaches were constantly with the light affecting the headaches. It was reporting a constant numbness and tingling of the left buttock and left leg with the radiation from the lower back, which is constant. She had a lot of trigger points and spasm in the paravertebral muscles. So far, the patient has chosen to do all the conservative treatment. She has been seeing a psychiatrist, neurologist, as well as the neuropsych people for helping. She's doing a chiropractic treatment. She has done a 5 epidural injection to the lumbar region. She has done multiple injections to the trigger points, paravertebral muscles, as well as to the shoulder joint. The patient reports that she has a 50% relief so far among all the based on all the treatments of physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, injection treatment, as well as the medications. And she reports that her headaches are around 7, and now she has no pain in the shoulders, especially the left shoulder. She can do 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion without any pain. And she continuously sees neurologists, psychiatrists, psychotherapy. And she's seen Dr. Jody Kresh, who has done some investigation on her, like EEGs. And currently her headaches are much less. The pain in the chest due to the contusion of the ribs is all gone and not bothering her. Breathing is perfectly normal. She can walk pretty good. She can bend down pretty good. And some pain in the lower back pain is reported early in the morning at 7.5. And some radiation is reported to the left buttock and left upper thigh in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Only on extreme walking more than half an hour and bending. And pain in the neck is also reported to be 7.5. Currently, her pain level varies from 7 to 8. ADLs are affected 7. But 50% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for ADLs, system review, additional issues, as well as substance abuse and compliance program. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 103 over 69, pulse 66, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visits. Repeat 1/13/2025. Dictation number is 0214-028. The plan is to discontinue the physical therapy at this time for her. And she is advised to go to light duty job, 6 hours, 5 days, with 5 pound lifting limit. No other restrictions or disabilities are checked. Only transportation and case management. Her maps have been reviewed. Labs have been reviewed. Her diagnosis remains the same. She is provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day. She is provided with Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Neurontin is provided for headaches and radiculopathy at 600 milligram twice a day. Research are provided for headache relief and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief are provided to her. Her drug scans have been checked and a new one are obtained, and patient appears to be in compliance. patient didn't want any surgical consultation at this time for her lower back or for neck. The MRIs have been reviewed with her, where she was initially has a TBI positive for neuroquant, but she's now referred to neurologist. Her lower back was lumbar spine was showing a bulging disc of L3, L4, L4-5 with herniated disc at L4-5 and L5-S1, as well as bilateral L5 nerve root compression and also bilateral L4 nerve root compression. In the thoracic spine, patient did have a disc herniation at T3-4, T5-6, T6-7, T7-8. And in the cervical spine, patient has bulging disc of C4-5, C5-6, and disc herniation at C4-5. The patient has been doing traction at home. Complete physical therapy has been done, and there has been remarkable resolution in the symptoms. Patient chooses to continue this, and she has been given an option to try some more injection if she liked, like another one or two epidural injection to the cervical thoracic region and a left SI joint injection. And if patient chooses to come down for the injection, she'll be provided one if she gives us a consent. Otherwise, she's doing reasonably well and will be discharged soon. Thank you.